plate a potential nugget.
Very interesting. And if I may, a related question is, if I look at the characteristics of a top-ranked chess player today,
mm-hmm.
as compared to the characteristics of a top-ranked chess player, let's say 20 years ago,
yeah.
are there, let's say, fundamental differences in the traits and characteristics which lead you to success today than earlier, given the spread of technology?
Yes. I mean, I've already answered this point thing. I will just summarize it like this. Chess players today are much more flexible. They're much less ideological or dogmatic.
Hmm.
Strange word in the chess context, but I'll explain. In chess, we used to grow up with these concepts like bring your pieces out to control the center. Don't move the same piece twice till you've developed all your pieces. Once upon a time, these were very good rules, and we used to call them the laws of chess almost. Because they were very good strategies for winning games. But as it turns out, these are not rules as much as statistical phenomena. So bringing your pieces to the center turns out to be a good strategy because it often is correct.
Mm.
But chess players are no longer so rigid. Now, anything works. So there, modern chess is constantly about moves that I think would offend purists from 50 or 100 years ago. I'm sure that if somebody from 100 years ago came and looked at us today, he would just say, but this is ridiculous. How can you make such a move? But you have to just wipe the slate clean and learn a new way of thinking. So chess players today will do anything. They are so flexible because they've learned, and computers, what they show is eventually they show enough exceptions to show that any rule is only an approximation. It's not a rule.
Hmm.
It's not like a law of physics, which always works. It's an approximation.
Hmm.
These are good strategies.
Hmm.
But now people are so, they're much less dogmatic. And second thing is chess players are now obsessed with fitness. Because if what differentiates you is simply your ability to play a long game,
mm-hmm.
You know, you can't bring a greater understanding to the table, but you can play over a long time, then you need to be fit. So again, the skill set has been evolving.
Very interesting. And just on the fitness part, why is it more important today than it was earlier? I'm just curious.
So what happens is as the weight of the struggle shifts from the early part of the game to the later parts of the game. Well, first you have to get to the later parts of the game.
Sure.
So, and by the time you get there, you get tired. So if you're fitter, you'll be able to concentrate well into your fifth hour, into your sixth hour and seventh hour. So one of the things that happened was chess players stopped agreeing draws quite so quickly. Because earlier the thing was, well, he's probably going to make the best moves. I'm probably going to make the best moves. But now we don't have the luxury of getting advantages all the time. So you have to play the end games till the end. And if you do that, then the fitter ones tend to do well. The other thing is, there's a qualitative difference as well in the way chess players work. I mean, because now we're following 100 openings instead of 5, our workload has increased enormously.
Correct.
And remembering all that, putting it all into context, trying to recall what you need at the board, all that is taking energy. And during the course of a game, it drains you. And if you're not fit, you'll make mistakes.
A couple of things struck me here. One is the notion of how you could possibly get away with a dogmatic approach 20 years back, but now with the machines churning out so many permutations and combinations that are outside our realm of comprehension, there's a greater need for us to be nimble and open-minded to new ideas. Even when I look at the world of business, when the pace of change was slow, one could possibly think of oneself as an expert in a domain and drive outcomes with a dogmatic approach. But with such a high velocity of change in the world we're living in, humility around new ideas and working with smart inputs from equally bright people is a skill set and a mindset that's a lot more relevant today than it was possibly 20 years back. When I look at some of the leadership choices at some of the leading tech companies today, it's fascinating to see the transition from the flashy, command and control, chest-thumping, visionary kind of a leader to a more understated, empathetic, self-aware, collaborative and consensus-building kind of a leader. The second thing that struck me was the notion of criticality of fitness in the context of playing longer and possibly more nuanced games today that Vishy talks about. Even in the world of business, I just feel that a lot of things get done today through facilitating collaboration across diverse ecosystems. It does place a much higher emphasis on the leader of today being discerning about how these ecosystems come together and how they can be influenced in moving the organization forward. Mental, physical, and spiritual fitness is clearly a must-have for us to ensure that as leaders, we have a sound sense of judgment while dealing with complex situations today. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com. You could either look for the content there by speaker, or you could use the search functionality on the site to look for a certain topic you have in mind around leadership, transitions, or careers. If you want to listen offline, you can also find the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or one of the other podcast apps.